Praise the Lord. Dear friends, today we meditate on the Lord who comes with us. I read from the book of Exodus, chapter 33, verse 14. The Lord said to Moses, I myself will go with you and give you rest. I myself will go with you and give you rest. We know the context of this saying. Moses was called by God on Mount Sinai. There he was given a mission to liberate the people of Israel from slavery in Egypt and lead them to Sinai, where they can be made a people of God through the covenant. And he accomplished this mission with God's help. There the people were given the covenant. But as the Lord was writing down the commandments of the covenant on the mountain, and Moses was with God, the people at the foot of the mountain were making a golden calf and worshipping that idol, meaning apostasy. Then Moses came back to the Lord, asking for forgiveness and not to punish the people, not to destroy them. And it is in this context that Moses is telling God, please don't send us away from this mountain, from your presence, unless you come with us. It was said that if God comes with the people, God cannot tolerate their evil inclinations and their sins, and God might punish them. In the context of this God's threat, Moses is asking, do not let us go from your presence unless you come with us. And in this context, God is telling him, I myself will go with you and give you rest. So this is a promise given not only to Moses. This promise was given earlier, this promise was given later, and repeated all throughout history. For example, when Jacob was running away from his brother, after having betrayed the brother, lied to the father, and got the blessing that belonged to his brother, Jacob was tired and he fell on the wayside and slept. And there God told him, know that I am with you and will keep you wherever you go and will bring you back to this land. For I will not leave you until I have done what I have promised you. Genesis 28:15. I will be with you. I will go with you. To Joshua he gave the assurance. In Joshua 1:5, as I was with Moses, so I will be with you. God, who calls and entrusts the individual with a mission, gives also the promise that he will be with, he will go with. He will not abandon the person. He will not abandon anybody. He will go with to the end. When Jeremiah was given the difficult mission of confronting the nation, the king and the priests and the prophets all alone, he was given also this assurance, Jeremiah 1:19. I am with you, says the Lord, to deliver you. I am with you to deliver you. When Mary was greeted by the angel and given the new mission, he said, rejoice, you highly favored. The Lord is with you. So the Lord is with us. He will be with us always. He will not abandon us. Whatever be the troubles we are in, whatever be the difficult mission we are entrusted with, be sure the Lord is with us. And it's in the daily Mass, every day during the Mass, in the Latin it used to be Dominus Vobiscum, the Lord be with you. It is a wish, it is also an assurance that the Lord is with us. So the Lord is called Emmanuel, he who comes with us, who lives with us. So this gives us the strength. This gives us the hope, the strength to continue our daily battle, the hope that we will reach his home safe. So the Lord is with us. Open our eyes to his presence in our lives, in our society, in our world. Amen.